Good evening, Mr. I certainly want to thank you for coming out this afternoon to be a respondent for this interview. I'm indeed grateful for the cooperation which you have given me thus far and for your cooperation on these almost 200 questions that I'm going to read to you in just a few minutes. If I should happen to read a question, Mr. that you don't quite understand, if you want to ask me to reread it, I'd be happy to. I would like to get as many answers to the questions as possible. If you feel that there's some questions that you cannot answer, we'll just lightly get to the next one. All right. Are you about ready to begin now? All right, good. What do you call the latter part of the day between supper and around 3 or 4 p.m.? Sorry, let me reread that sentence again. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hour? We'll begin again now, Mr. Wade. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hour before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Sun up.
All right. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sunset.
All right. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
clearing.
Clearing what would you say? Clearing up, clearing off, or clearing out of?
Clearing up.
All right, thank you. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Call it a water spout.
All right. What do you call the chef over a fireplace? What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
And dog guns and
you call them both you call it by both names?
Dog
guns. Alright. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you put into a into those slivers to get a fire started?
Litter.
I'm sorry. I know.
Pine.
All right. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Coat hangers.
Let me read the sentence again. I don't think you you understood me. Let me read it again, please. What do you call a place with a rod and hanger for hanging clothes? All right, thank you. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say, the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs where?
On the veranda.